Good afternoon. I'm very glad to be here. I will talk about polyhalite. Polysulfate is the commercial name. This has been explained that the polyhalite is a mineral containing four nutrients. These are the amounts. And what is important to understand is that this one crystal containing the four nutrients in the form of sulfate is not any mixture of calcium sulfate, potassium sulfate, but natural mineral. Polyhalite is a sulfate-based mineral forming during evaporation of prehistoric seas. I said this is not a mixture of sulfates, and here you can see two grades. Granular grade, that is for direct application in the soil, and standard or powdery grade is for granulation to prepare NPK fertilizers. This mineral is mined in Bolby Mine. It's a mine of CPL, Cleveland Potash. Is located in UK in the North Yorkshire Moors National Park, in the northeast coast of England, and this mine has been producing potassium chloride since 1973, 1 million tons of potash, and the potash layer is 1 kilometer below sea level, and the polyhalite level is 200 meters below that. So we have to go more than 1 kilometer below sea level to mine the polyhalite. This is the first and only polyhalite mine in the world, in England. It's in England, operated by CPL, Cleveland Potash Limited, and it has estimated reserves of 1 billion tons. It is a natural mineral, so it is approved for organic agriculture. It has also a low carbon footprint because it's only to mine the fertilizer, to crush the polyhalite, and that's all. There is no other substances or no further processes. And there is an organic certificate in UK, in Germany, and Italy, and but I don't think in any part of the world there will be a problem to get the organic certification. These are the main characteristics of the polyhalite. It's an ideal natural source for all crops, especially for chloride-sensitive crops, as it's very low content of chloride. It is approved for organic agriculture, low carbon footprint, is completely natural without any added fertilizers, and is fully soluble, and all four nutrients are available for plant uptake. We have done some experiments around the world. I will show you some results. These are experiments in Brazil, India, UK, Germany, and France. Nowadays, we are expanding the research to USA, to Vietnam, to Ethiopia, Kenya, Brazil, also in China. And these are one of the first experiments done in UK by independent researchers. This is the yield of grass, four cuts of grass, comparing polysulfate with equivalent nutrients. That means a mixture of magnesium sulfate and potassium sulfate. The calcium was not studied because in UK they didn't give much attention to the calcium. And here we can see that in the first two cuts there is no difference between the control treatment and the polysulfate and the equivalent equivalent nutrients, but after that there is a response in the third and the fourth cut, and we see that both sources, polysulfate and the equivalent nutrients, gave the same yield. So we can say that it's similar or even slightly better. This is from the same study, the uptake of potassium, the relative, and we can see that the potassium uptake from granular polysulfate and the equivalent nutrients is similar, and it has a high difference with the control. For the magnesium, we see similar pattern, and we see that the absorption, the uptake is similar or even slightly better for the polysulfate. This is another experiment, very similar, also in grass crop in UK, showing the relative uptake of nutrients, and we can see here the same pattern. Potassium, magnesium, sulfur uptake is similar or even slightly better than the mixture of potassium sulfate and magnesium sulfate, and this confirms that this is a very effective source of S, K, and Mg. This is a grass field trial, again, same pattern regarding the yield and the uptake, and here we can see even a better result for the performance for the polysulfate. Cabbage in UK, we can see here the sulfur in the tissue, and we can see that the more sulfur is applied, the more is taken up by the plant. And in this particular case, regarding the yield, we receive an increase of 40%. It was a very low deficient soil. This is in France on winter wheat, comparing polysulfate with ammonium nitrate and another source of sulfur, and we can see that it's as effective as the sulfated ammonium nitrate. Potato trial in France, a field trial, we can see here the size of the tubers. We can see that this is compared to the agricultural practices, and we can see that it's as effective as the equivalent. Potato trial in Germany for 3 years. We have received now the 2015 results, and it's, they are quite similar. This is without potassium, applying potassium through patent Cali and through polysulfate. We can see that the polysulfate was superior to patent Cali, and even there were a huge amount of S, of sulfur applied, because all the K was applied as polysulfate. We don't see any response or damage for the sulfur. I must say that we don't recommend this practice. We recommend to fertilize according to the sulfur, and then we have to complement the potassium. But in this case, they apply as per potassium, applying, I think, more than desired quantities of sulfur. But again, we don't see any results, damage. But I don't think it's a good agronomical practice. But it shows that the polysulfate gives good performance. And these are trials in Brazil. We started with the pot trials on rice. Here we compare without any fertilization. The second treatment is without the four nutrients, S, K, calcium, and magnesium, and then applying granular polysulfate at two doses, 1 gram and 2 grams, standard polysulfate, 1 gram, and the four, treatment number four is a soluble equivalent mixtures of calcium, magnesium, and potassium. In this case, they introduced the calcium as a factor, and again we can see that the is very very similar all the treatments. Number five, the granular polysulfate is the best treatment at 2 grams per pot. And this is from the same treatment, the uptake of the different nutrients. And we can see that the rice recovered the sulfur and magnesium supplied by polysulfate equally as well as the soluble forms. Potassium uptake by rice was highest. We can see the graph treatment number 5 with the highest level of polysulfate. And the calcium is opposite. The calcium was less taken up with the polysulfate, but we didn't see any effect on the plants. And this is a photo of the experiment showing the good response to the nutrients. And this is another experiment that is going on now on pots in maize. Again, we can see that the polysulfate is performing well. This is in India on cabbage. It's an experiment done in Karnataka. And here we compare the different doses of polysulfate and compare with the sulfate given as a gypsum. And we can see that the sulfur from polysulfate was more effective or equal than the sulfur coming from gypsum. This is some photograph of the experiment and show that the polysulfate performed better than the gypsum as a sulfur. This is another experiment in India, in the northern part, in Uttar Pradesh. Here we can see mustard and sesame, and again the same pattern. We can see that the polysulfate, the last column is for the gypsum, performs better than gypsum for both crops. So summing up, polysulfate has shown in many experiments that plant responds to this mineral as good at least as other equivalent fertilizers such as SOP, glycerite, gypsum. It has low chloride content, so it can be used for all crops, even the sensitive crops in greenhouses also. Polysulfate has a unique solubility pattern. I don't present here the results, but we have done many experiments on the solubility, and it shows that the sulfur is released a little bit slow with the soluble forms, like sulfate of potash and so on. Then this gives an advantage that is it has less losses in leaching. It's like a sort of a prolonged S availability for the plant. It has a low salt index, it has been shown before. And it's a good fertilizer for any crop, but especially with the crops which have high sulfur requirements, such as oil crops, brassica crops, like we show in cabbage, cauliflower and leguminous crops fixing nitrogen. They need sulfur for fixation. This is the last one. This is just what I told you before. These are some recommendations for France, but we go through the we start from the S requirement by the crop, then we give the recommendation for the polysulfate, and we see that the potassium is not sufficient. We have to complement with another form of potassium, like potassium chloride or potassium sulfate, and magnesium and calcium is sufficient. Thank you very much.
This is the last speaker. Yeah. We can open it up for questions for not only the speaker, but the group, if you'd like.
Just tell them that there's 4 posters on polyhalite.
Okay.
Some of the authors will be downstairs.
Okay, there's also some posters.
What are the numbers?
I don't know the numbers.
12, 13. Somewhere in the 1200s.
Okay. Question.
I'm interested in another number. I'd be interested in knowing if I'm a retailer or dry fertilizer in the United States, what does this product cost the FOB, say, New Orleans or elsewhere?
I didn't hear what
he wants. Okay, so the question was how much is the project going to cost?
Okay. This I'm an agronomist, you have to ask to the marketing people. There is no public price because it's not like the potash or sulfate of potash, but it's very competitive as compared to potash, and it's cheaper than the potassium sulfate. That's what I can say.
And
also compared to the Kieserite and the German products. It's quite complicated because there is no one price all over the world, because in each market we have to give the added value of the nutrients. In some places they look for the sulfate, in some places they look for magnesium, in some places for the potassium. So it's very hard to give a price.
Any comments from Robert, do you want to? So any other questions besides price?
Yeah.
Just a comment. I get my pollen sulfate out of Arkansas and staff with the dealer that now is contracting to have it shipped up by car. And so I get it up in Missouri, so I travel to Arkansas.
Did everybody hear that? You don't know what the price would be, though.
No.
No.
I know it's competitive because there are people that are starting to purchase it for cropping systems in the prairie regions.
I think at this point, a lot of the, at least from the agronomist standpoint, we're basically looking at efficacy at this time.
And yeah.
The economics is still needs to be worked out a little bit.
The price of the farm's egg, beef sound share is around 300 per ton, compared to 400 MOP
metric ton.
So they have to figure out and work on the numbers, because you have to take into account also the volume of product that you have to move. But it doesn't make sense if you are thinking just in potassium base. You have to think this product is giving you also calcium, magnesium, and sulfur, and check on other benefits that can be in tomatoes. The University of Florida, we found out that it helps you to reduce disease pressure at your spot, and that can save you some money also. So I think it's too early to discuss about cost benefit, and more research needs to be done.
Any other comments, questions, thoughts? If not, let's thank the speakers. And
thank you.